For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Century of Lies program was Dr. Mitch Earlywine, author of Understanding Marijuana.
Seems that every day there's more propaganda, more reefer madness being spread. I saw where just recently there was a story about marijuana maybe causing human egg not to stick within the uterus and not to become a human. What's your thoughts on that, sir?
In truth, when you look at the fertility data from, you know, people who've been using cannabis very regularly, at least for women, it doesn't seem to show up in any way that would be disturbing or harmful to, you know, reproduction. There is a modest decrease in sperm count in men who smoke 8 joints a day or more. But in truth, it doesn't necessarily go below normal levels and doesn't seem to decrease the possibility of, insemination, of actually getting somebody pregnant. I'm concerned about this because I'm afraid teens are going to get a hold of this and say, holy cow, here's my new birth control. I'm just going to get really high and count on having sex without any birth control. And I'm really worried about this kind of information getting spread around indiscriminately.
Yeah, who needs the morning after pill when you can have the before smoke, I suppose. But again, I sense that this is kind of from the mindset of those conservatives who are against the morning after pill. Who are against what they call the counterculture in itself. Your thoughts, sir. The counterculture, does it exist?
I think the bottom line is there is a prejudice against folks who don't use the drugs that are approved by our, you know, medical and recreational drug industries. And the ones that don't earn money for the major players are the ones that they want to punish. If you think about, gee, who are the kinds of people who use cannabis? In fact, they're all kinds of range. It's not like there's one stereotype or one certain kind of person who does that. And yet, you know, the government seems to think that, you know, alcohol, Prozac, these drugs are okay. Cannabis, which has a much better history as far as health and wellness is concerned, unfortunately didn't make the cut. If you look back on history and how did, you know, marijuana prohibition start, and I know many of your listeners are already on top of this, Dean, but, anti-Mexican sentiment, people who were afraid of immigrants and wanted to have, you know, a reason to punish them, jumped on cannabis as a way to do that before there were really any data in on what the substance did or what the substance was capable of.
If you would like to learn more about marijuana and medical marijuana, I urge you to listen to this Century of Lies program. It's available at drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.